It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what time it is where you are. You could be anywhere. You could be in Bermuda.
You could be in Bermuda. Tax haven, Bermuda.
Probably.
Like, will you be going there one day?
Do you have a lot of...
With all your millions?
With all my millions of
just millions, the things that you put on top of an ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tax haven for both money... What? Hang on, you don't put millions on top of an ice cream.
Oh, no, sorry, that's hundreds and thousands, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm getting my amounts wrong, aren't I?
You're getting your minuscule sugar-based snacks
confused. Yeah.
You're always doing that.
I know, it's terrible. I've always had it. It's an affliction I've suffered from for a long time.
Remember that time when I asked you to buy some nerds and you bought some dweebs and she did?
It's terrible, isn't it? It's just really bad. It's the bane of my life. If you've been affected by any of the things mentioned in today's show, please tweet in at...
Radio_Yorkshire.
Thank you. I'll never learn that, will I?
Simply Radio Yorkshire with an underscore in it.
Can't do it. If it's got an underscore in it, I can't learn it.
You've got an underscore to settle, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's the Ross and Josh Show. And I'm pretty sure that you're Josh. I can't be quite sure. It's got to the point, I'll be honest with you, Josh. We've spent a lot of time together this week. And I'm starting to wish you were somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else?
Is it just the whole of me or just my smell?
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you?
That's lovely, Ross.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy it. I've got no idea who it's by. But is it by you? Is that just made up on the spot?
No, it's not. No, it's a very famous song.
Is it?
Yeah. What have we got on the show today? What do you got?
What do you got?
What do you got on the show today? Today on the show, we'll be talking about worst jobs ever.
Mm.
Because you've had a few.
I've had a few, yeah.
Pints. And,
always.
And that's probably why you've been fired from most of your jobs.
Most of my jobs, yeah.
Yeah, because you just have no restraint, do you? No self-restraint. No.
And but of course I'm not going to get fired from the radio for having had a few pints, because that's part of the course, isn't it, really?
Is it?
Yeah.
It is for you.
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, you assume so.
It's easier to see drunkenness than it is to hear it. Actually, maybe that's not true. It's easier to smell drunken. It's easier to smell a lot of things with me rather than see them or hear them.
It's a lot easier to smell you than it is to...
You know I'm coming before you've seen me or heard me.
Yeah. What's that coming over the hill?
Is it an onion?
Is it an onion? No, it's Josh. And he hasn't showered for a week. Terrible, terrible thought. So we'll be talking about worst jobs ever, because you've had a few bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
I've done all right, I think, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I started badly, and I've gradually progressed to reasonable jobs.
I've gone the other way until I've worked myself into unemployment. So right. I started off with a great job, and then I've just ended up...
Did you really?
No.
My first ever job was I had two paper rounds.
You had two paper rounds?
One in the morning, one in the evening.
Right. Why?
Because I was A, a masochist. B...
Love newspapers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I always thought, I wonder what it'd be like if one of my shoulders is constantly in pain because I'm constantly carrying newspapers around with me.
You wanted to know what that would be like?
I did want to know what that would be
like.
Did
you play that computer game as a paper boy in between...
Paper boy?
Paper boy, yeah.
To be fair, computer game... Computer games back in the day, were a lot simpler to work out what they were. These days, there's potentially cryptic names. You know, your Call of Duty, you don't necessarily know what it is. You can probably have a guess. The Last of Us, for example, you're not entirely sure what that could be.
No idea.
Back in the day, though, Paperboy. What was that about?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. As far as it got was Super Mario. Why is Mario so super? That was the only thing that was so confusing.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it was
Mario
his name.
Kart. What is it? Oh, it's Mario in a kart. Is it?
Yeah.
Who knew? Who would have guessed? Who could have possibly guessed? What else was there?
Luigi would have probably known, I think, if you'd have asked him.
Pac-Man?
Yeah, that's not quite as...
not quite as...
What is a Pac-Man?
To be fair, Donkey Kong. You would have never guessed what Donkey Kong was. You would have literally never guessed.
Well,
should we call this giant monkey character? Donkey Kong? Are you drunk? Are you okay?
Yeah, well, they had a skinful. They were a radio presenter who came up with a name.
Evidently,
so.
Yeah. Donkey Kong. Fantastic. So we'll be talking about worst jobs ever.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong would have been a pretty bad job.
Being Donkey Kong?
Well, as you know, it would be
You just smash boxes, don't you, then ride on different animals through...
Well, the original Donkey Kong, you
I suppose, the original Donkey Kong would have been.
Well, no, it wasn't, because essentially all you did is threw barrels at a plumber.
You basically worked in a pub that had a beer cellar that had about 15 different levels to it.
Yeah. And you had a plumber that you'd worked with and didn't like and were trying to murder.
Yeah. Sounds like the plot of quite a good period drama.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And tonight on Upstairs, Downstairs, the series premiere of Call the Midwife. Is that a giant monkey with barrels? This has taken quite... I think we jumped the shark here.
The pilot episode.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first one, yeah. Call the Midwife wasn't what I was expecting. Neither was Donkey Kong. Worst jobs ever. We'll be talking about worst jobs ever. And we'll also be having Josh's film reviews. You're going to review a film.
I'm going to review a film.
You're going to review a film. Is this your 11th film you've seen?
I think it's the 11th film I've seen.
It's the 11th film you've seen, isn't it? There's that to look forward to. We'll also be hearing 5 things you didn't know about Ross and Josh.
That's right.
5 things you didn't want to know about Ross and Josh.
Nobody needs to know them.
5 things you never needed to know about Ross and Josh and will forget instantly.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking forward to that. Baby John will be on the show. Woo!
Woo!
Whoop! Whoop! Woo! Baby John in the house. He'll be joining us as well. And we'll also be joined by Poet Laureate Liam Cook.
Exactly.
He's leads his own Poet Laureate.
He's our only Poet Laureate.
He's our own Poet Laureate, yeah. He'll be joining us sorry, I just bit the end of my tongue.
Radio failed. You'll be finding out 5 things not to do on the radio, starting with number 1, bite the end of your own tongue.
Biting the end of your own tongue. It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. My advice, try not to bite yours or anyone else's tongues during the radio show.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
You're listening to Radio Yorkshire. Welcome back. It's the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. Yeah, I've already said that bit. Welcome back, Josh.
Are you all right, Ross?
I'm just utmost professionalism.
Are you okay? I think your batteries are running out. Are you winding down? Is this where we found out you're an android?
Yes. Yes, I think it is. How are you?
Fan Dabby Dozy.
Are you?
I don't know why I said that.
I'm a bit worried that you're... I don't know if you're secretly trying to extend your vocabulary.
Mm.
Because we did the live show last night, the Not So Late Show with Ross and Josh.
We did.
At Wharf Chambers. Thanks for not coming.
Unless you did come, in which case, thank you for coming.
Actually, yeah, I think a couple of people who did listen did come, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was good.
Why do you fear that I'm secretly extending my vocabulary? And also, how can you secretly extend your... I suppose you could learn the words but not say them out loud.
Yeah, I think that's what you're doing.
How would you know, though?
Well, because you keep saying things that don't sound like things you would say.
What, like, I'm having a corker of a time?
Yeah, a corker of a time, yeah.
But if you'd gone to the effort of extending your vocabulary and the words that you'd learnt are corker and fandabby-dozy... Who are you? Ned Flanders.
You could be bidding to host a mid-morning game show. You could be Bradley Walsh, I don't know. you could be looking for that.
And tonight, Ross, I'm going to be Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh. Wow. Aim high, won't you? No, actually, no, I'm going to take that back. I really like Bradley Walsh.
I've got nothing against him at all.
I think he's excellent on The Chase.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's perfect. He's the perfect level between Cheeky Schemp and... Schmooth presenter. I don't know why they both require the same voice.
Well, that's the voice of a cheeky scamp, isn't it?
But it's not the voice of a smooth presenter, is it?
No, it's not. But you can't do both at the same time, that's the thing.
Smooth presenting on Radio Yorkshire.
You're disgusting, do you know that?
Don't pretend that you don't get mildly aroused when I say that.
Okay.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. I'm delighted to be joined by Radio Yorkshire's very own Poet Laureate in the studio. It's the one, it's the only, Mr. Liam Cook.
Hello, everybody in the Yorkshire.
In the Yorkshire.
In the Yorkshire and surrounding counties.
Yeah.
Nowhere further.
Yes, nowhere. Let's not get carried away.
What's the county cut-off line? Just one county around Yorkshire?
Yeah, like a perimeter. I think that might be the entirety of the UK, is it?
Well, no, you could have Derbyshire, but then it wouldn't reach the West Midlands, would it?
Yeah, but they can listen to, I don't know, radio.
Radio West Midlands.
West Midlands.
Yeah. I thought you were going to get... They can go.
that was where I was going, but then I realised 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Saturday morning.
So you don't even know. It's what it is now, isn't it? And not quite late on a Thursday night.
No, it's definitely not that.
Liam, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
You joined us live on the Not So Late Show at Wharf Chambers. Wednesday night. I always do this. I always advertise our show after we've done it. People go, that sounds good. Remind me when it's on. No.
Can I come to the next one? You can come to the last one.
If you like Norris Neil's number. Yeah, there we go.
How can both of you do that, by the way?
We rewind.
Yeah.
That's because we're both Craig David.
Oh, okay. Right, fair enough.
Secretly.
Yeah, secretly Craig. Well, yeah, not openly.
Oh, wait. This is a test. What are you doing tomorrow?
Making love?
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Yeah, thought so, yeah. Standard. Good old Craig David. Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Good.
I did all my good poems.
You did? Yeah. All your good poems?
Yep.
Is that the title of your anthology?
Yeah. All My Good Poems, Volume 6.
To be fair, that's quite a nice name for an anthology. I quite like that. We should
steal that. Is that what you can say?
All my good bits.
Steal that,
yeah. Well, we don't write poems, but yeah,
okay. I've only got the one poem, and it is written by somebody else.
But you've managed to stretch that out to 6 volumes.
Yeah. It's big type. First point. lenient publisher.
Yeah. Is it a publisher with short term memory problems?
Oh yeah. I say photocopier publisher. You know.
To be fair. If Liam had a publisher that had short-term memory problems, it would be the bloke from Memento, which is quite fitting, given what Liam's actual acting.
That is true.
Should we explain that? Or?
On the one hand, I want to explain it. On the one hand, I don't want to ruin it for anyone who might see it.
That's right. We'll leave it at that, then.
I don't know. I think on the radio, you can't tease the listener, can you? Can you?
That's what we
find out next week. On Radio Yorkshire.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Ross and Josh on Radio Yorkshire, joined by poet and comedian Mr. Liam Cook.
And dramatist, I'd like to add that in, please.
I'm sorry, Liam, I didn't mean to underwhelm the listener with your talents.
That's absolutely fine. Just make sure for next time.
Yes, I will. If your publicist could get in touch with more details next time, that'd be great. An in-depth bio, perhaps. Unless the extravagant rider of ginger nuts and
a plastic cup of water.
Yes, exactly. Ginger nuts and a plastic cup of water. You're such an extravagant man, Liam.
For the listener, I don't even have any ginger nuts, and I'm quite pessimistic.
Aha!
Oh, what?
There you go. Liam Cook eating a ginger nut live on air. Put that fader down.
I was going to say we could have a game of Guess the Biscuit, but...
It's ginger nut, Josh.
It's ginger nut, isn't it?
Don't call Josh a ginger nut. That's not very nice, is it? I mean, he is, but you're kind of ginger from the nose downwards and the neck upwards.
What's interesting is we're attacking ginger from opposite levels because you're quite dark haired, but you're going in that way. I'm quite light haired and I'm coming up.
Between you, you're
meet in the middle at some point.
You're like one of those colour charts that you get from DIY shops.
Well,
I was looking for something ginger. Well, we've got a couple of options. We go from the light end of the scale to the dark end of the scale.
But not actual ginger.
But not actual ginger.
No.
I mean, if either I need to shave my beard off and give it to you, you
can. I actually quite like that.
Or you could
do that live on air.
Shave Liam's hair off, and I will wear that as a wig.
I quite like your beard. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
What with me being about 18 years old. So
okay.
If you could just pass that over.
Yeah.
About 18 years old.
I'm almost 19.
Yeah.
Almost a proper grown up.
When's your birthday?
27th of August.
27th of August. That's all right. That's coming up. That's coming up soon.
It's not far away, is it?
No. That's good. You've just come from a birthday party, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
It's 8:40 on a Saturday morning. Either it's a very early birthday party or it was a great one.
No, it was a we all met for breakfast and cocktails.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and why not? And why not?
Livers?
Livers. I love that song.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Don't know.
No idea. Absolutely no idea. Yeah, you've just come from a birthday party. Was it any good?
Yeah, it was great fun. Because they might be listening. I had a big laugh
just one big laugh.
Yeah, but really, it lasted quite a while.
It was a long
to the point
one.
where the rest of the bar was quite annoyed.
Yeah. Look, guys, look, we know that one joke that's been told this evening was funny. Everyone stood around going, "Think of a joke."
I really enjoy hearing how Bob Molly likes his donut.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Custard.
Custard. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
With a nice hot cup of coffee. I'm Bob Marley. Sorry, I'm thinking of Marley the ghost from...
Ooh, I'm Bob Marley.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Mixing the two concepts. Like a pro.
Could we do that?
Could we do what?
Could we do A Christmas Carol, but with very...
With Bob Marley? a reggae version of A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, Bob Cratchit could be...
Bob Cratchit?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bob Marley going to be Bob Cratchit.
No, he's going to be Marley.
He's going to be Marley. He's going to be
and Bob Cratchit. Why not? Why don't we have Bob Marley?
Can he play all of the characters? He can play all of them.
And the rest of them can be the Wailers.
He's a Scrooge. It's ever he's a Scrooge.
That's what really nice because you did manage to do that, not even on the offbeat.
Yeah, that's my talent.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make a note of this because we should do our own version of A Christmas Carol. I think
because we haven't got enough projects in the pipeline already.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Look, if it's one thing I've learned, that life is about coming up with elaborate projects and then failing to carry them out.
Can I have a character as Tiny Tim, but yes. Really importantly, can Tiny Tim write things on his body then take his clothes off?
Yes.
Yes, of course, yeah.
That's my...
Well, it could do
you
that.
You're really branching out, aren't you, Liam?
Yeah, yeah. How many... I don't know if I've seen... A Christmas Carol? Is that what we're
You've not seen
about?
Anything. You know Scrooge, right?
Yeah.
You know the con... You know...
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, but who is Tiny Tim?
Oh, just, I can't.
It's Scrooge.
I can't
mate.
Even.
How many lines does he? How many lines does he have?
Who?
Tiny Tim.
Oh, he's got.
Is it a small part? Is it a?
It's a small
he's got
part.
That song, yeah, it's Tiny Tim.
I wish I could flat. No, wait, hang on. That's not him. Anyway, we should definitely do it though. We should definitely do A Christmas Carol.
Okay, all right.
And you can be Tiny Tim.
Right, deal.
Yeah, all right. And you can be.
I don't know any of the characters.
No,
so
you
just
don't.
Give me,
we'll
just
have to
give me anybody you like.
We'll have to watch it.
So there's going to be me and Liam.
You can be the dinosaur.
All right, I'll be the dinosaur.
No, wait, that's Toy Story.
Liam's going to be Tiny Temper, and then and then the rest of the cast is Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to be Scrooge.
Well, you do that anyway, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. I just play myself.
You just sit at home eating humbugs.
Yeah, and hummus.
And hummus.
Hummus bugs. Oh, my bed's full of hummus bugs.
I was saying that Liam should have his lines written upon his body in different places.
Yeah, he definitely should.
There'd be enough to cover you?
I reckon...
You can write in big, can't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Does he have many lines? Like, could I be able to... Would it be like a proper memento thing where I'd just be like shoulders downward drawing?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You could. I tell you what you could do because he sings the song. The song he sings is about sitting on the stairs, isn't it? Isn't it?
Halfway up the stairs.
Yeah. So what you could do is you could draw half a staircase on your chest up to your head.
Well, it's just notes as a reminder for what my song is.
Well, then you take your top off and it looked like you're just a head on a staircase. And that's all Tiny Tim is.
When that bit where Tiny Tim gets beheaded.
Yeah, that's my favourite bit. We could
For all
just
I
make
know, this bit. This could be the thing. What you should do.
The bit where
is...
Tiny Tim gets into a barroom brawl. Remember that bit? That's great. Yeah. And he glasses a man. It's brutal, Christmas Carol, I tell you.
Well, it might be. This is the thing. What you could do is completely rewrite it and just tell me it's Christmas Carol and I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be entertaining to you.
And I think it would be entertaining to everyone else as well if you went, come to our production of A Christmas Carol and it was just nothing to do with A Christmas Carol apart from all the character names are the same. But everything else is different.
And right, there's a lot more Bob Marley.
Yeah, there's loads of Bob Marleys in it.
Loads of Bob
Tiny
Marley.
Tiny Tim gets beheaded and sat on some stairs singing, I can't get up the stairs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Singing. He sounds like Baby John.
I think Baby John's going to be gutted that he hasn't got the part of Tiny Tim.
Yeah. No,
maybe he should be Scrooge.
No, he just be the ghost of future.
Yeah.
Days of Future Past. Ghost of Days of Future Past.
Exactly, yeah. He should be an X-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's more a future man than an X-Man, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Baby John will be on the show a little bit later on. It's the Ross and Josh show, so stick around if you like sentient talking babies. Next up, it's a song by a band.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back, Ross and Josh Show, Radio Yorkshire. That's all the details you'll ever need. Ross, Josh and Liam Cook in the studio. We were just talking about, off air there, about Half Man, Half Biscuit.
Yeah, cracking band.
Yeah, the band, not the...
concept.
Not you. Half man, half ginger nut, as you were.
I don't know, if you were half a biscuit, I don't think you'd be a ginger nut. I think you'd be...
a bran flake. It's a biscuit for a...
For a rodent.
Yeah, exactly. It's a biscuit for a vole.
Squirrel based. Biscuits.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? What biscuit did you think?
I don't know. I was trying to think of one of those Foxton's half cream ones. I think that'd be you.
Yeah.
Put on its side.
I'm happy with that. Yeah, I am.
I think you'd be one of those ones. You know when you get those Christmas selection boxes of biscuits?
Yeah.
And you get the ones in the bright tin foil and they promise so much yet deliver so little.
Oh, do you know what you'd be, actually, on a more of a positive note? You know, when you go to a hotel, right, and they give you those packets of awful biscuits,
and
then you have one, it's quite nice.
Yeah, you're in a hotel.
Yeah,
because you've got nothing to do.
I mean, if someone fed me a rotten plum in a hotel, I'd be like, oh, I'm on holiday. A rotten plum, what a delight.
Actually did happen to me when I was in Spain recently.
Fed you a rotten plum in a hotel room?
Yeah, well, they have these things that are just like raw plums. No, they're raw... What are they? Figs.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And every single time I was like, oh, lovely. Can't put this out because my girlfriend and her family will probably be listening to this and they gave me the plum.
Too late.
Edit.
Too late.
Cut.
No, refuse.
Cut, Ross.
No, refuse. Are you being serious? Do you want me to actually edit this?
No. Well, I mean...
it's not pre-recorded, it's live. it's live with Ross and Josh.
Bums.
Live. Oh, it's so early on Saturday morning.
Figs. Have your figgy pudding for breakfast.
I love my figgy pudding.
They were quite nice. I was just stretching for material. I don't know, you're in a studio. What are you going to say? Ooh, love figs.
Hi, I'm Liam Cook from the Fig Advisory Board. And I'm here to advise you, don't eat figs. That's what we're going to learn. Anyway, we were talking about Half Man, Half Biscuit. What's your favourite Half Man, Half Biscuit song?
Descent of the Sliper Stones. It's a song about one of the characters from Crossroads recreating her life in Crossroads in miniature tofu figures. And it has the line, I ran into the church and saw Spencer the Half-Wit sniggering the 46th Psalm, which is the best bit of lyricism that's ever happened.
It's a pretty good line. It's a pretty good line. What's the one about...
How much are we allowed to sing before it starts costing PRS?
That's a very good question.
I think if you just remove a word, what's the one about where the couple that go on the Crystal Maze? What's the one?
I don't know that one. There's the one about the guy that goes on the bus, and then the bus crashes, and his girlfriend dies, and then he becomes a bus driver, and he sees his girlfriend every year on that day, and they drive to her grave. That's that one.
If you're not aware of Half Man, Half Biscuit, you should be, and you should definitely
listen to them. They're the best band,
Yeah, they are amazing. But they won't be on the show. It's the Ross and Josh show. We won't be joined by Half Man, Half Biscuits. Over the next couple of hours, though, we will be talking about worst jobs ever. We'll also actually talk about birthday parties, which we tried to do very much earlier on. Josh is going to review one of the only films he's ever seen. We'll also have a traffic update as well. Five things you didn't know about Ross and Josh. And Baby John will be joining us in the studio as well. So stick around. What else have you got to do?
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. I hope you enjoyed the first hour. If you didn't, there's quite literally nothing I can do about that, apart from maybe just try a little bit harder. Just think what you could do with your life if you applied yourself, says everyone to me since I've been 12. Okay, it's the Ross and Josh Show. I think I'm doing all right, Josh.
I think you are, but you I thought you were making it up for a second, and then I had a flashback to 2 weeks ago when your mum said that to you in your kitchen.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We talked about it because
it was in reference to cleaning up one of the rooms, but she said, just think what you could get done if you applied yourself.
No, that's not true. No, I said that to her.
Oh, did you?
She's just failed.
She's just failed. Failed as a person.
Someone's got to tell her. If it's her own son, it's got to be.
It's about time. She's had almost 60 years on this earth and no one's had their guts to be honest. Well, Liam Cook in the studio.
Hello.
Verbally abusing my mother.
Well, I don't know.
It's the title of your first album. Liam Cook, Poet Laureate and Fig Advisory Board member.
Love figs. Every type of fig, including the weird raw ones with all the texture. It's great. Great fig.
Great fix.
Love you.
She owns a fig farm.
If there's any ladies out there, Liam will, of course, be single as of Saturday this week. So,
she loved figs and had a thirst for knowledge. Oh, pulp. The pulp of a fig.
Loads of pulp in them figs.
There's
more pulp than fig. That's why you shouldn't eat them. You should wait for them to go
to ripen.
This seems like a complete offshoot, but my dad, right?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, that's fine. My dad is...
Who was on the show last week as well, Trevor Sadler.
Trevor Sadler, if you're listening, Dad. He's a kitchen designer. He works for himself. He's a kitchen designer. And sometimes he goes out to people's
houses. He works for himself? What, he just designs his own kitchen over and over again?
Has he got good at it yet?
You should see our kitchen. It's magnificent.
Where's the kettle?
There isn't one. It's some magnificent hydrating boiling water system that isn't a kettle that runs off solar power.
Wow.
Yeah.
He sounds like a great kitchen designer. He should branch out and do it for other people.
Yeah, he should, shouldn't he? He does do it for other people.
Right.
But he went to do
it. And
you...
What?
Can I have a kitchen? Yeah. I don't have an house currently, but I'll have a kitchen.
Yeah?
You could just have a kitchen.
I would live in a kitchen if that was the only room
you
in the
do
house.
Live in the kitchen.
I pretty much live in the kitchen already
anyway.
Don't
you? Yeah.
Just pop in the oven when it's not on. And it's nice and warm in there when I get in at night, so. But my dad
Trevor Sadler, father of Joshua Sadler.
He went to go and do a quote for somebody in Sheffield.
Which quote did he choose?
Well, we'll find out very shortly.
Right, okay.
And as he's going around the house, he's noticing that this guy's got loads of books about drumming. There's pictures of this guy on the walls playing drums. There's a platinum record on the wall.
Right.
One of his records, right? You would have thought this would have given it away to my dad. And he says to the guy, "You play drums then, do you?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, in a band?" And he went, "Yeah, I'm in Pulp." And he went, "All right." My daddy went, "All right. So pubs and clubs then round here." And the guy went, "No, I'm in the band Pulp." And my dad was like, "All right." And then he came up and told me this and he still didn't know Pulp.
Of course he's your dad. Of course he's your dad. Between you, the Sadlers know nothing.
He's quite good with films, though.
That's what I thought.
Pre-1990, my dad's quite good with that. But
right.
Just,
what happened in 1990?
So he just likes older films, that's all.
So the Sadler family sort of split up media, so your mum got TV.
Yeah, culturally, like films. My mum reads a lot, my dad's got films, and I've got nothing. Literally, pre-Columbian history in the Americas.
Prehistoric history in the Americas. That's
pre-Columbian.
Right. Josh, you can have pre-Columbian history and
Jars.
Jaffa cakes. Yeah. These can be your areas of expertise.
All right. Japanese cuisine.
Japanese cuisine and bees.
Bees.
Yeah.
You do like bees,
don't
you?
I love a good bee.
It's very
You big. Don't. That's not true. There's a bee earlier.
I was terrified. All right. There was a huge bumblebee in our living room, which we were in the living room just leaving it be. And I Ross turned around because I'd gone, "Aah!" And he was like, "What?" And I said, "It's crawling towards us."
If a bee was coming towards me, the best possible solution is that is for it to crawl.
Yeah.
Because I'm faster than a bee.
Yeah.
I've got my own issues with mobility, but I've got longer legs.
It was just weird.
It's like there's a man with a gun and he's threatening to punch me. That's fine. That's as long as he'll shake. It's as far as
he goes.
Don't fly, don't sting, just crawl towards me. That's fine.
Honestly.
Yeah. To be fair, it is a bit ominous because it's...
It was so big.
No, it's impotent. It's a bee. What's it going to do? It's not like the girl from The Ring. Like, when she crawls at you, that's scary. When it's a bee, it's fine.
Ah, what is it, Josh? The girl from The Ring's in the living room. I didn't even have the telly on. She came in through the window.
She's got bored. People are watching TV.
I left some sugar out on the side. It's attracted her in on the way in.
Put a glass over her.
Put a glass over it. Have you got a beer mat we can put underneath it?
A beer mat.
Rentacle. Yeah, I've got loads of.
She's in the garden now. She doesn't seem to have enough energy to get away. Shall I put a little bowl down with some sugar in it?
Shall I put a little bowl down with some human souls in it? I'll sort a right out.
You can't feed Girls from the Rings milk or bread because it makes them explode.
Yeah, they didn't know that. Like, a lot of people, that happened a lot in the 70s, didn't it? And people didn't realise it was actually bad for the Girl from the Ring to drink milk.
Or eat bread. Got to give her cat food.
Yes.
The Girl in the Ring. Tra la 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 la. Boney M. That was a B-side for Brown Girl in the Ring.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but the film wasn't out yet, so no one understood it.
Very, very foresightful. I'm struggling to find the words there.
I think that's the best. I think you should just stop finding the words.
I'm going to stop talking.
And listen to this song.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
My, that was a good song. What a good song that was, Josh.
It was a fantastic song, wasn't it?
It was a good bridge, wasn't it? I like the bridge.
Like the bridge, like the middle eight, like the post-chorus bit, and then the sort of the breakdown that goes into the riffy bit after
I love you.
And the big drum fill at the end. Bum, bum, ba-dum. Bam, 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 bit, and then into the end.
I think we're all
into the end. Into the void we go. It's Ross, Josh, and Liam Cook. Diddly dee dee. It sounds like it's a terrible Enid Blyton book.
Is that me that makes it the terrible Enid Blyton book?
No, we're all of us. We're all equally to blame.
All equally to blame.
Yeah. What was your favourite Enid Blyton book?
I like The Faraway Tree.
Quick.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was Five Go Mad on Pharmaceuticals. That was great. It's fantastic. Really good. Enid Blyton was subversive, if anything.
Horrible woman, wasn't she?
honestly, horrible, terrible woman.
Yeah, just really hated kids.
Was she really?
Yeah. I've seen it.
How do you know anything about this?
Funnily enough, I've
Your
seen...
Your Enid Blyton answer.
There
like
was a
speedy.
Film about...
hang on. You can't know about the film, and you can't know about the book. That's your dad and your mum's categories.
Well, actually, to be fair, my mum used to read me The Faraway Tree. I was 27 years old.
And then I got off the bus and stabbed him.
So, yeah, and then the film's got Eleanor Carter Bonham.
Did you ever hear the Johnny Vegas radio version of The Faraway Tree?
No.
It's really nice. It's really good.
I'd like to listen to
Let's
that.
Have a look. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't got that.
Johnny Vegas will be in the studio
Can
later.
Can you play other radio shows on the radio? Like Radio Inception. That's the music from Inception there.
Yeah.
So Nojana Regret Rianne really slowed down.
Yeah. Hans Zimmer, you thief. We should get Hans Zimmer in the show.
I'd love to get Hans Zimmer in the show. Hans Zimmer frame. That's it. That's all I've got.
That's all you've got.
That's all I've got.
It was worth it, wasn't it?
I've had a great time.
Good night. Let's all go home.
Should we talk about birthday parties?
I think it's about time. An hour ago, we started talking about birthday parties.
No, what is? It was like 40 minutes ago, actually.
All right, fair enough. Earlier, you were about to tell us what the worst birthday party you ever had was, and then we stopped you because I wanted it to be a surprise. Now, I might regret that, depending on how the story goes.
It was my own 18th.
It was your own 18th?
About 10 months ago.
Right, okay.
I spent the day on my own. Oh, I went to go buy a salami at midnight.
Is that a regular thing? Is that a family tradition? Or?
No, it was just that I went to the Sainsbury's up the road, and I went to go buy a bottle of whiskey as it's my birthday. It's the first time we've got to...
You were 18. You wanted to buy a bottle of alcohol.
Exactly.
Of course,
at midnight, exactly. And the guy didn't ID me, and so I really politely said, could you ID me? And he did, and he gave me a free salami.
He gave you a free salami?
Yeah.
What, are we talking like a pepperami, or was this a big...
No, it was
like
a sausage, like a full salami. It was for a nice birthday present.
What shop was this? This was in Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's Hyde Park, if you for your 18th birthday needs.
If your free salami-based needs.
So I went home and got drunk on my own on whiskey and had a salami.
I wonder if anyone has ever been given a free salami from Sainsbury's before.
Well, yeah, Liam has.
Liam
has just told us.
Before that.
Are you calling him a liar?
You liar. That's what he's chosen to lie about.
You are a
chorizo. You are a liar.
You are a liar.
You are a liar.
You're a poet liar, Rhett.
I've always wanted to do that. Studio clap. Hey.
Let's all do it. There we go. It's like being at a golf tournament.
It is a bit, isn't it?
I've just chipped Steve up onto the green.
Steve Wright in the afternoon. He does that.
Yeah, he does, yeah. What goes to golf tournaments?
Yeah.
Steve, you should be doing your show, mate. You're a bunch of golf tournaments.
Oh, my the doctor that was supposed to be birthing me...
gave you a free salami.
27 years old, I was.
No, he was away at a golf tournament, and so they got a rookie professional and a rookie new guy
to birth you.
Yeah.
Did he refuse to do things by the book, but by God, he got results? Is it like that?
No, legitimately. I was born in South Africa, and because my mum's disabled, and so the only way that we were allowed to be born under the sort of vaguely eugenics-y system was if they were doing it in a theatre full of medical students so they could all gawp at the freaks.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a story.
That is a story. That's a hard-hitting story. Wow.
I think we've gone into kind of Radio
Literal
4.
Birthday party.
You wanted to talk about birthday parties, Ross, and this is what's happened.
No, I'm sorry.
What you have done.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell the time about. Have I told you the time where I had the birthday party but the roller skating?
No.
No.
Have I not on the air? We've talked about this before.
It must be more lighthearted than what Liam just told us. It's got roller skates in it.
For my birthday party.
If your story had roller skates in it, yeah.
To be fair, that'd be amazing. If the
roller skating birth.
If the trainee doctor came in on roller skates and was like, I'm ready.
Did he come in and go, hello everybody?
Yeah, the little beds were a wheel, so they could go around in the circles like a roller disco.
It's birthing time. Oh, fantastic! Brilliant. Oh, sound effects. Sound effects, fantastic stuff.
Do you want to tell us about your roller disco?
No.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
I just had a birthday party and had a roller disco and invited invited loads of people who couldn't roller skate. That's it. I couldn't roller skate either.
Why
I don't know
you
why
do
I did it. Because I'm an idiot.
I'm just
so Ross's worst birthday party was not roller skating with the group.
Yeah, it was
just loads of people lying on the floor with bruises.
Yeah. Birthdays, eh?
On Radio Yorkshire.
Birthdays on Radio Yorkshire. What's your worst birthday? Apart from every single...
The one
single...
that I was born.
No, that's the worst one for everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if I've had a worse birthday. I kind of gloss over them. I don't tend to do a lot for them.
All right.
I have a lot of boring birthdays, not worst one.
No, well, that's where you are, a boring little man, aren't you?
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would, because I hate you.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Where is this going, Ross? Where is this going?
I think I'm going to murder you, and this will be used as evidence.
It's pretty conclusive evidence.
It's pretty I've just admitted to it ahead of time.
You admitted to the crime before you did it.
Terrible.
You silly
Billy. I'd be really good, because then my mum can listen to the show on Sunday or Saturday and be really proud of me, and then she can turn up in court and be like double proud of me as well. On the repeat.
Yeah.
Let's check as evidence.
There's nothing better... than double pride on Radio Yorkshire.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Hi, I'm Ross Briley, and he's Joshua Sadler. And together, we are Ross and Josh. Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba ba.
Ba ba.
Ba na na na.
How's it turn into Come As You Are?
Dum 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 dum. Because that's the only thing I can play on guitar. That and Smoke on the Water.
Okay.
So Liam Cook's in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
What can you play on the guitar?
Loads of things when I was younger, and now it's a lot of practice. So the chord of E.
The chord of E, just over and over again.
If you keep going, it becomes an art piece.
Becomes what?
An art piece.
Wow, fantastic. At what point do things become an art piece if you keep going?
To the point where people stop enjoying it.
Right.
Fair enough. And then when they start enjoying it again, does that become comedy?
Then it is the lowest form of wit.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah, you're the lowest form of wit.
Well,
you're the smallest form of wit. Yeah, that's a fair point. Ross, Josh and Liam Cook, all on a boat together. What happens next? Only one will survive.
When you say a boat...
Can you survive?
Yeah.
Find out next week on Will Liam Cook Survive?
Probably not. I live quite like a reckless lifestyle.
You have had a pretty reckless lifestyle. Yeah. All those figs.
Salamis.
Figs,
salamis.
Yeah.
Bottles of whiskey that you got to wash down the figs with.
Oh, yeah. It's just one long tapas evening with you, isn't it? pretty much it. Yeah. So, time for Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Don't talk over the intro music.
I was going to go in rhythmically to it as well. Okay. So, go on, do your film reviews music.
Mum, can I have some minstrels? Bum, no, you can't. Bum, I hate you. Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Josh's film reviews. Hi, I'm Ross Briley, and I'm joined today by Joshua Sadler, film watcher extraordinaire. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
How many films have you seen?
11.
11 films? Yes. Wow, you must... today?
No, in my entire life.
In your entire life. And this month, you've... month, week, day, to now, you've come in to talk to us about films. What film have you seen? What's the latest film you've seen?
I was on an aeroplane, Ross, and...
Where did you go?
Japan.
Have you been to Japan, have
I've
you?
Been to Japan, that's right, yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
And on the way back from Japan, in the aeroplane, I was watching a film. And it was called Prometheus.
Ah, Prometheus.
Yes.
Yes.
So I very much enjoyed the film. It had some very good things happening in it.
Yes.
And at the end of the film, I turned around to my girlfriend and I said, "Is this to do with aliens?"
The film, not the actor. Because if you hadn't worked out that it was to do with aliens in general.
Race, species, thing, not the animal.
Don't bring aliens. Let's not talk about aliens again.
All right.
Okay. If you start talking about Dave, I bet you if you start talking about aliens, Dave Rivers will turn up.
He will.
He can just
feel
it.
That's how he gets. He's like. That's how he gets summoned. He's like Candyman.
He is.
You just say aliens.
Aliens.
Five times.
Aliens. Aliens. Hello. Would you like to buy some gin? That's all that happens.
So yeah, it was a good film, and I didn't realise until the last 30 seconds that it was to do with aliens.
But surely that's because you haven't seen aliens.
No, I haven't. So I think.
Well, that's really good.
That's what I mean.
Like, you've done a great job.
This is the thing. I haven't seen that many films, but I'm starting to get. You know, I get my film references from other things.
Right.
Other people make film references, and then I go, "What's that?"
Game over, man.
It's from
Game Over.
No, I don't know that one.
No, never mind.
And then, you know. Then I've got like a library of film references in my head, but I've got no context for any of them.
What's your favourite film reference from a film that you've not seen?
The Kaiser Soze thing in the bed in
Kaiser Soze
in the bed with the spatula.
Yeah. It's Celebrity Cluedo. Kaiser Soze,
which I can't spell, which you found out while I was trying to Google it.
Well, you can't spell full stop.
No, I can't spell full stop because it's punctuation, Ross.
It's quite easy. It's just the one.
Yeah, that's it. So, Prometheus, overall impressions?
It's all right, isn't it?
Film reviews on Radio Yorkshire. The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. Coming up on the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire, it's Ross and Josh.
Who knew?
We'll be talking about worst jobs ever in a second, but Liam Cook's in the studio, and you've never had a job.
No, I've been paid £70 for comedy.
What, in total?
Yeah, in total.
Oh, right. But that reminds me, I was actually going to pay you for the gig last night, and then you went.
Just pass it over.
No, I will in a second, yeah.
All right, cool.
Genuinely, I was being serious.
Lovely.
Yeah, there you go. But so we can't talk to you about worst jobs ever because that's all ahead of you.
Because this is the closest I've had to a job.
Yeah,
being here.
So this is your worst job ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fair enough.
Is it your worst job ever, Ross?
Third.
Third.
Third worst.
This is quite high on the list for me in terms of being a good job.
Yeah, that's because you're an amoeba. We should let you go back to your birthday party, Liam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not your birthday party. That would be terrible if you were like, I'm just going to get some figs and a salami and never came back. In fact, we should do that for your next birthday. We should organise a party and then you should just leave after half an hour and see how long it takes for people to notice.
No, why would I do that? What's the benefit to me in this situation? Is either people notice and they're annoyed or don't notice and then I'm sad.
Why don't you have a whiskey and salami party where you will
don't text people that.
I'd love a whiskey and salami party.
Oh God!
Well, it's not for 27th of August. Did you say?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're having a whiskey and a salami party, then I'll come.
It's a bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
I'm up in Edinburgh. If anybody's up in Edinburgh for some whiskey/salami,
well, it's the right place for whiskey. Don't know about salami, but.
I'm sure you can buy salami in Edinburgh.
There's Tesco's.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's gone that far north.
Yeah, probably.
Get there eventually. Mm. Liam, thanks for coming in.
It's all right. Thank you very much.
Where can people see you?
In and around the Northern Comedy Circuit, up in Edinburgh doing the odd spot and crying in a corner. And then, I don't know...
And anywhere that sells salami.
Yeah, just right there. Or... hospital.
They could follow you on Twitter, could they not?
Oh yeah, Liam is trying. Just all one word, emblematic of my state.
There we go. Keep trying.
That's
one
it,
day
yeah.
You might get there.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire is brought to you by biscuits,
Ron Seal,
noodles.
Biscuit noodles.
Biscuit noodles. A distinct lack of sleep. Mild paranoia, and the super facial clear. Hair of a much older man.
Mm-hmm.
Graying at the temples. I am graying at the temples.
You are graying at the temples. I've only just realised that as you've said it.
I quite like it. Do makes you? Me look distinguished you're without gonna, actually
gonna
having
have,
to like, be distinguished.
Badger stripes one day, like Sal from The Sopranos.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm just going to hang around in Italian restaurants as if just with people.
Do you know the people?
No.
Just with people?
I'm just going to sit at their table.
But they'll be polite, so no one will question just like, who is that guy? I don't know, but...
No.
He must be with them. And you're not with anyone, but they all think that you're with someone else.
Exactly. That's pretty much my life from the age of 55 onwards. Okay. Should we try what you said earlier?
What was that?
Saying aliens over and over again, see if Dave Rivers appears.
Let's try it then. Okay. Aliens.
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 Aliens. Aliens.
Aliens.
Oh, it's Dave Rivers, everybody! Hey. Dave Rivers in the studio!
Hi, guys. How are you doing? It's nice to see you.
Dave Rivers in the studio. How are you doing, Dave Rivers?
I'm wonderful. I'm good, yeah. Rocking and rolling.
It does actually work, then. If someone mentions aliens, you appear.
Yeah, man. I am like Beetlejuice, but... for things people have imagined in out of space.
That's true. Because last time you were in, you were talking to us extensively and exclusively about aliens.
Yeah, I'm loving it, man. Yeah. Prometheus, which is something I overheard on the alien waves. We monitor what you're saying.
We
know when people say Prometheus, we zone in. And yeah, man, great film. Great documentary. I was really... it's great to see you guys finally taking it on board.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
No, my pleasure.
Dave Rivers, everybody. See you later. We're about to talk about worst jobs ever, Dave.
Yeah.
What's your worst job ever?
I used to shelf stack at Morrison's. That was fun.
Right, okay.
Well, I say that in the most sarcastic way possible.
Right.
It was tough. It was tough.
Which bit was sarcastic? The fun bit or the fact that you used to stack shelves?
Oh, no, the fun bit. I definitely did stack shelves at Morrison's. Right. Because I was over the height of 5'11", as a 16-year-old, I was like effectively a mutant, and they just employed me in the vegetables.
In the vegetables. Just put them in the vegetables.
They should have employed me as well, along with you, and then we could have done like the top and the bottom of the shelf at the same time.
Yeah.
It was like a one.
You could have got on his shoulders, put on a trench coat, and got into everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, you wouldn't need to, because
Dave's already tall.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, but you could. It'd be nice for you.
I could put a trench coat on, and it would drag behind me. But
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like a really bad wedding.
You look like you were kind of half underground.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah. Like I'd stood in a deep puddle.
But going deeper underground with Josh Adler.
What is the worst shelf, Dave Rivers?
Is the worst shelf? That's a good question.
Turnips all day long.
Why? What's wrong with turnips? What have you got against turnips?
Heavy. And, you know, you've got to stock it, right? You've got to fill the shelves up. You can't be having, like, 2 turnips. You need to have 30 turnips.
Do people buy... Is it a top seller, turnips?
Yeah, man. People like to, I understand, mash them.
Do they? Yeah, who mashes a turnip?
People who eat mashed turnip.
Yeah, fair point.
Neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties is a Scottish dish, isn't it?
Well, I know, but we're in Leeds. Tatties.
Well, yeah, but I was in Carlisle.
You can have that,
fair point. Fair point.
You know, people come over the border and
just for the turnips
back to Scotland.
I don't come into the kitchen when you're having a lasagna and go, "We're not in Italy, we're in Leeds."
I don't eat lasagna.
Do you not?
I don't eat red meat.
I thought you were Garfield.
I'm surely funnier than Garfield.
I thought you were the worst cartoon character ever.
Surely I'm funnier than Garfield.
Don't keep asking, Ross, if you want an answer.
Wow. So has it got better since?
Yeah, man. I started working in a bar, so arranging turnips, I started serving them instead.
Yeah, serving turnips.
People, it was a turnip bar. Like, what you love? I love it.
They've really fallen out of favour these days, haven't they?
Yeah. They don't. You don't see them about anymore. They're like working men's clubs.
Yes, working turnip clubs.
Yeah.
What's your worst job ever, Josh
Working
Adler?
Turnips five. What's my worst ever job?
What's your worst ever job?
I've had a few. Worst ever jobs. But okay, so I had a job. That
have
I
you had three? Have you had at least three bad jobs?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Can we have a top three?
Okay. Coming in at number three.
Yeah.
There was the job that I had as a pot washer at an Italian restaurant, and I got fired halfway through my first shift. But had to finish the shift.
And this is the third worst.
So he told me I was fired.
Right.
I was like, all right, can I go home then? He was like, well, no, we're still serving people. You've got to finish. And the job started by, he brought out like 10 kilograms of mussels.
Right.
That would have got all sorts of crud on the outside.
Crud.
I had to wash 10 kilograms of mussels.
Right.
And then after I finished that, he was like, the thing is, at this point, I knew nothing about food. And the store cupboard for the food was it felt like it was half a mile away. It felt like you were going to another level on the Crystal Maze. Right,
right, okay.
And he'd go Richard
O'Brien? Did he find
it? It wasn't Richard O'Brien. It was a man who was
Ed
surprisingly
Tudor
similar in my memory to Gennaro Cantaldo.
Right, okay.
Probably just because he was Italian and I'm a racist.
That's so, probably true.
But he'd go, Josh, can you go and get me some peppers out of the fridge? I'd go back, bring some chilies back, and he's like, you idiot! Like, really angry at me. So I was like, all right, okay, sorry, took them back. He asked me for at least four things that I didn't know what they were. I mean, like eggplant at the time. I had no idea. I just brought some eggs back.
Well, he said zucchini.
I brought some eggs back and a bit of coriander.
That would be wrong as well.
Oh, what? Eggplant and zucchini are the same thing, right?
No. Zucchini's a
courgette.
Okay, what's the other one then?
Aubergine.
Oh,
you would have been useless at this as well. Yeah. So it's like, you know.
This is why I got fired from Morrison's.
I'm after the zucchini. It's over there. That's the cashew nuts. Oh, yeah. Turnips. Stop saying turnips. Nobody wants to buy turnips.
Go and do the turnips.
There weren't any turnips at this restaurant, fully enough. That was just, if you're wondering, that was at Lombardi's in Chesterfield. So
is it still open?
Yeah, it's actually a great restaurant.
Is it really? Yeah, that's why really they fired you halfway. It must be a great restaurant if they fired you halfway through.
Yeah, also my oniony smell was overpowering most of the dishes that they were serving there.
I thought that would have helped. You could have given a nice you could steam the onions with your pit.
Oh, God. They don't do that at the restaurant because you don't want to get them closed down.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm sure it's lovely.
It's a special recipe, just like Mama used to make.
Oh, yeah. God. God help us all. Okay, so that's your third worst job.
Yeah.
Right, well, we'll get through to the next two in a second.
Okay.
But here's first a sentence that barely makes sense. Or a musical interlude on Radio Yorkshire.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Ross and Josh live on Radio Yorkshire talking about the worst jobs ever. We just heard about Josh's third worst job, which is where he got fired halfway through a shift working for an Italian restaurant, a good Italian restaurant, because they had the good sense to fire your hairy little bottom.
Yep.
The second worst job you ever had?
It was at a Toby Carvery, the Bow Shore Inn between Dronfield and Sheffield.
You're really trying to shut down all these restaurants, aren't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that was it wasn't a terrible job, but some bad things happened. So they
do you want to give up on his dream of being a pot wash? I'm like, I'm going to make it as a pot wash.
I'm going to show you that I can wash pots like the best of them.
They wouldn't let me wash pots here. I started off as a waiter, and then they said, no, don't do that. You're terrible at it. So I ended up working on the bar.
Why were you terrible at it? Because you can only carry half a plate.
Yeah, I can only carry half a plate, so that was
but
the main reason.
Toby Carvery, you don't even take the plates over, you get your own food.
Well,
Toby
to be
Carvery.
Fair, it used to be the Bow Shore Inn, which was just like general pub grub, and at that point I got downgraded to the bar, and then they changed it to a Toby Carvery.
Right.
Okay. So you were responsible for all of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what happened?
I used to do the bottling up at the end of the night, and I'd put two pints of Guinness in the beer lift and a pack of peanuts and send them down to the thing and bottle up and come back drunk when I'd finished it. So one night this was happening, and I got down to the cellar and the pints of Guinness were empty, and there was a note underneath them saying, "This is Anne, your manager. If you keep stealing, I'm going to fight you."
Again, good sense.
The other thing was, there was another manager that liked to have more japes and fun. He on Radio Yorkshire. And there was an ice machine, like a big ice machine. That like you. First of all, he sent me down to the cellar to find some ice making solution. Which I fell for, yeah. Genuinely didn't realise. After 10 minutes of looking, I had face plant, and realised it was water. Tried to come back out from the cellar. The door was locked, obviously.
Standard.
Anyway, when I got back, the ice machine was empty because they were cleaning it out. So he got me, he said, get in the ice machine, because I was the only person small enough to get into the ice making machine. He said, get in there, I'll send someone round, and when they come round, jump out of the ice machine and scare the living daylights out of them. Only before he could get someone to come round, a girl called Carla, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, came and tried to get some ice out of the ice making machine. And I scared her, not the living daylights out of her, but also it almost into a premature birth, which I felt terrible about for a long time.
So you should do.
And also, the final thing is that we used to play sort of jokes on each other, people that worked there, and one of them escalated to the point that I came back from a shift, opened my cupboard, and my shoes, one of them was filled with bread sauce, and the other one was filled with gravy. So I had to
tough choice.
So, yeah, you know, that was bad. That was by my friend James, who'd done that to me. And to try and get my own revenge on him, I got me and my friend to drive up on a day when I was off with, what do you call a thing that you winch your car up with? A jack, yeah?
Yep.
With one of those.
A zucchini.
Yeah, we took the wheels off of his car, and then I took them upstairs into the break room area and put the wheels from his car next to his lock.
Wow, that's elaborate.
Sounds like a pretty good job, actually.
But what I should add is, just as I was doing this, my manager, Anne, who told me she was going to fire me for drinking too much Guinness down in the beer cellar, came up and found me with the wheels of the car next to his thing and said, you can't do this, go and put them back on. So before he ever found out, I had to take them back outside again and put them back onto the car.
Wow. And that's your second worst job.
You know what, this Anne, I'm not a fan. You know, I think she needs to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
Well, she was tiny, so, you know, she said the same to me as well.
Small person complex.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's your whole life, Josh. Mm. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be continuing Worst Jobs Ever. We'll hear about Josh's worst job ever, and potentially my worst job ever as well. And we'll be hearing 5 things you didn't know about Ross and Josh. And Baby John will be joining us in the studio. Stick with us. It's Radio Yorkshire. It's Ross, Josh and Dave Rivers. Hello, Dave Rivers.
Hi there, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to the Ross and Josh Show. It's Ross and Josh and Dave Rivers.
Well, howdy there.
It's that voice again, isn't it?
Oh, I like coming back to see you, Ross.
See, I kind of have a radio voice as well, but I like yours a lot more.
I have several voices and none of them made for radio.
No, no. But you do have a...
face for it.
No, I quite like your face, actually.
Oh, thanks, man.
I think more people should see it.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight on my face.
Have you?
Yeah.
Just on your
just
face?
Just on your face.
Just on my face, man.
I've got a fat body and a thin face. Are you working your way down?
Yeah, that's it. I've been doing a lot of, like, cheek exercises.
Yeah. Right.
Gym, so, doing a lot of cheek weights.
What do you do for your forehead?
Well, the forehead
it's
is
cheek
difficult.
Weight time.
Forehead's difficult because it's a 7 head to start with.
Do you? Yeah, okay.
Because it's quite big, you see. And the thing is, I went to the gym. I went to see a PT. I'm like, I need to lose weight off my forehead. He's like, well, we don't have any machines for your forehead.
Yeah.
So... I've basically decided to do eye exercises to make my eyes bigger, so my forehead looks smaller in comparison.
That's a good plan.
Yeah man. So I've been doing loads of, like, staring at people, like, intensely.
Yeah.
And it's going really well.
Have you done any blinking competitions or anything like that?
Any blinking competitions?
Staring competitions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not very good because I have anxiety and can't look at people in the eye for very long.
That would reduce your chances of winning a staring competition.
Yes, it does. But what I do instead is I just look at the Lord. I just look up and just make eye contact with the Lord.
Of the manor, the Lord of the manor.
Lord of the manor, yeah. You live you're a peacock.
The Lord of the dance. He lives with Michael Flatley.
He does. Jinx. Yes, anyway. It's the Ross and Josh Show. We're talking about worst jobs ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now... Your first 2 jobs were pretty bad.
Yeah, the thing is, you see, I think this will have been apparent from what I was telling about them, is that they were bad jobs because they were my job.
Yeah.
I was the thing
you ruined
bad
it.
About them. I ruined them, yeah.
Yeah. But this was just a generally bad job, was it?
Yeah, what, the first...
The one
first
that's coming up now.
I think so, but I also didn't help.
You rarely do.
I've said before that on my gap year. I worked on an industrial estate in Bolzo.
Oh dear.
I don't think I really need to elaborate on it, but I'm going to anyway.
Are you going away for your gap year, Josh? You going to Thailand, maybe? Get interrailing? No, I'm going to work on an industrial estate in Bolzo.
Yeah. Bowser to you.
Bowser?
That's what people call it.
Is it?
People from Bolsover call Bolsover Bowser.
Okay, carry on. I don't even want to know why.
Well, ask Dennis Skinner, he'll tell you.
All right.
Shout at you.
isn't he the bad guy in Mario?
Dennis Skinner?
No, Bowser.
Imagine if the bad guy in Mario was a Labour backbencher.
It's incredibly satirical, isn't it? Who knew?
Why is ahead of his time.
He is very ahead of his time. Wow. I would play that game.
Bowser, yeah, all right. Yeah, no, it's good.
thanks, Josh. I'll write that one down.
Yeah, right, yeah. Pop that one down.
If you ever do a gig in Bowlsover, that's it. All right, guys. Have you beat Mario yet?
Solid bronze material right there.
Is this thing on? Anyway, your worst job ever. Industrial estate in Bowlsover.
Well,
a whole year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a whole year. It was going to be longer than it was, and then I decided to stop doing it. But, one morning, I recorded a conversation that one of the people in the next yard was having with the delivery driver, and they averaged 2 effins every second.
Right.
Every
second?
Yes.
It's incredible.
In a minute-long conversation.
It's impressive.
It is impressive, but I mean...
it's nothing I want to be impressive with.
No, I know, but...
Still impressed.
Also, I had to drive a forklift truck there, which I didn't have a licence for and didn't know how to drive it. And when I said, I can't drive a forklift truck, and they said, why? And I said, I don't know how. They said, get in it and stop moaning. A forklift truck.
Yeah.
A forklift truck.
It's a pretty hefty piece of kit.
Exactly, right? So I had to move pallets of roofing felt about this yard, getting ready for the delivery driver to come pick them up. And I drove out of the yard once in the forklift truck and managed to run over my own foot in a forklift truck that I was driving.
Wow.
Whoa.
And as far as a can of spray paint fell out of the forklift truck, which was stationary at the time, I jumped out of the forklift. The weight that had been alleviated from the forklift truck of me jumping out made it start moving forwards,
right.
Rolling forwards, which I didn't realise. And I got my leg outstretched as I was trying to reach this spray paint. And I just turned around to watch the back wheel of the forklift truck just drive over my own foot and to hobble back into the office and say, I think I've hurt myself.
What gave it away?
The other thing was the forklift truck didn't stop moving and the forks kept going and they stopped 3 inches away from the boss's car window.
Why did they stop?
Because it was on like it sort of went round a hill and then it sort of dipped up again.
Oh, right, okay.
So it like went down and then came back up and nearly went into it.
Oh, right. Wow.
Boss, I've been hit by a forklift truck. Oh, right, who was driving it? I was.
I was, and it's just smashed into your car. Yeah. Are you joking?
No, I'm not. I don't have a license for it. And when I asked you how to drive it, you told me to stop moaning.
Wow, 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 wow. Just a brief reminder there. That reminded me of something. Not the worst jobs ever, but you said about the hill going up slightly.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. It was not the worst job ever, but the worst place I ever lived potentially was in Hyde Park in Leeds.
Yeah.
And it was fine. It's Studentville now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's at the time it was. I don't know what it's like now, but it was rife with petty crime.
Yeah.
What's petty crime?
Petty crime.
Oh, petty crime.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's petty shame? Petty shame. It's a
petty shame.
Petty shame.
It's a very middle class Jaffa cake.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Full of them. Yeah. Literally full of them. You can't
Jaffa
move
cakes,
from them.
Yeah.
I remember one night, I woke up to what I thought was there was a bonfire outside my house. I was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Why is someone having a bonfire inside my house? I looked out and I could hear noises and people and like a big fire sound.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I looked out and I could smell fire and I could see fire. I didn't know what it was. So I came downstairs and I ran outside and there was a car on fire. There was a Fiat Punto on fire. And we lived on the flat part of the road, but there was a hill next to us and it was on the hill. Anyway, I ran back in and got a bit, oh, there's a car on fire, there's a car on fire. Every one of my housemates apart from one came out. And I went, there's a car on fire. And he went, is it my car? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right, we're back to sleep. It's fine. Anyway, we went out and there was there and everyone was out there. What do we do? What do we do about the car on fire? And then it started rolling because it was on fire,
the handbrake
went. And it just started rolling down the hill and everyone was like, oh my my God, I don't know what to do. And there was a guy there in his boxer shorts and nothing else. He was like, quick, what do we do? And I was like, I don't know. It's on fire and you're wearing only boxer shorts. And he was like, stood in front of it, getting ready to stop it. And then again, did exactly the same thing. Rolled down the hill and then stopped about that far away from the car at the bottom of the hill. And that's when I moved out of Hyde Park.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
One night in Hyde Park.
Exactly.
With Ross Briley.
Yeah.
And a car on fire.
Well, there was that. And the other thing was when a guy got beat up by a 2x4 by four people outside my house. That's...
Well, it's a lot of maths. I can't work out that.
2x4, yeah, 2x4s. We've gone from worst jobs ever to worst houses ever.
Yeah, we have.
Admittedly, I did get 4 months rent free because they were installing the kitchen downstairs and they hadn't finished it properly and it flooded, and they just left it. They just left it and didn't.
Well, it's flooded now. There's nothing we can do about
we
it.
Do about
That's it.
It.
Flood damage. Nothing we can. We need a kitchen. Don't matter. We can't.
But the landlord didn't come back. Didn't ask. Didn't collect us for rent. Didn't come to the house for 4 months. We just didn't hear from him.
So you just stopped paying it.
Yeah, and he never. He just came back once and went, "Can you start paying rent now?" And we were like, "Yeah." Just like living in this house for months. Fun times.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Coming up on the show, we'll be asking palm readers, do they read their own palms? And if so, what have they found out? I'm going to keep saying that until someone enjoys it. Keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it.
Do they? I want to know.
I want to know as well.
I want to know what palm readers...
When I went to Whitby recently, I walked past one of those little shacks with palm readers in, and I was going to go in, but I didn't have any money.
Wow. Tell us another dynamite story.
Well, what can I say? Did you know I nearly met Sean Connery, but then he wasn't there. Coming up next week. No, it's fantastic. Dave Rivers on the show.
Oh, Heddo. I decided to go through two different voices there and mix them together.
It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
What have you been up to, Dave Rivers?
I've been just being my geeky normal self.
Right.
Just all about computers. Like when I was,
you're all about computers.
I am. I like to be on the edge of stuff. Like I was such a geek when I was a kid, man. Like I wouldn't watch like London's Next Top Model. I'd be like more about Games Workshop's Next Top Model. Like that's what I was kind of like.
Good, I like that.
Thanks.
Did you collect Citadel miniatures?
Oh man, I was the youngest person to ever be seeded at a national competition.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
That is a fact that I did not know about Dave Rivers.
Yeah, five things you didn't know about Dave Rivers.
No, yeah. Just one. We just need that one. That's
it. Yeah.
That was one of my two goals as a child. I won't tell you what the other one was, but it involves a lady, and I've also accomplished that. So I'm proud of myself. So everything
was
I
it talk to one.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, everything I've aimed to achieve as a 4-year-old, I've nailed. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. But as I say, big geek. I now do everything by computers, include like shopping and eating. So I use Just Eat a lot.
Yeah?
Are you logged in to Just Eat?
I've never used it, no.
Have you actually never used Just Eat?
No, there's probably other services available as well.
There are other internet-based.
Hungry House? He knows them all.
I can't think of the other one. There's actually one in Leeds now that will deliver from a restaurant. So like it'll bring you restaurants such as... Red's True Barbecue, all these other ones, Pintura, this, that, and the other. If you order it, they'll just go and collect it and drive it to your house.
See, I had a vision then of you having that service, and it's just a bloke in a restaurant, and you ring up and go, "Hi, I'd like to order takeaway," and you go, "You can order it from whichever restaurant he's in at the time." Yeah. And they go, "Can I have it? Wait, hang on. You can have the steak and chips." I'll have the steak and chips. That's fine, right? I'll be round in 5 minutes. And whatever he's just ordered, he just packs it up and goes, "Right, I'm going to take this to go, lads," and just leaves.
That's it. Yeah. Like, if you ring him up and he's like, "Where are you now?" "Oh, I'm in Lucky Chicken. I'll give it 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he just works his way around the restaurants in Leeds.
Give us a ring when you're in Reds.
So you're quite a lazy man.
I am a lazy man. I love Just Eat. It's so good. Like, if you don't know what Just Eat is, it's TripAdvisor, but for people who don't like going anywhere or doing anything, it's properly good. Like, it even tell you what time your food's going to arrive so you know what time to put your pants on. It's genius. It's absolutely genius.
I much prefer not to ever.
No, exactly.
I like to go commando.
Well, that's it, yeah. Sometimes I just stick my head around the door. And then
that's too much information.
And then just let him put the bag in between my teeth, and you're like, "Hang here."
Fantastic! Wow, that's. I'm sorry, all the delivery drivers in Leeds for that harrowing experience.
Yeah, I live in a fourth floor flat. They have to climb four flights of stairs just to get that experience. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I would. Yeah. You're like a hungry Rapunzel.
But no, annoys me, right? Because I like Just Eat. Just Eat's great, but then some takeaways don't put, invest the money in going on Just Eat, right? They will just hire flyers to go and fly at everyone's house. I don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, that annoys me, yeah.
I get takeaway flyers. I would say I get 100 a day.
At least.
Yeah, 100 a day.
Like, I was locked down in my house for 3 days once. I went away for the weekend, came back, couldn't get back in.
What you actually don't know is, Ross, that at your house, what I've done is I've set up a little furnace in the back that's fueled solely by takeaway flyers.
Wow.
And that provides all of the energy needed for your house.
Takeaway fires. Flyers. Fires.
It's renewable energy.
It is.
It is. But it's annoying because you get them out your letterbox, right? I check my mail first thing in the morning. So I go downstairs, I get the letterbox, I see
best,
the menu.
Best time for it.
Well, that's it. They're not even open at that time.
No,
I've
that's
tried.
True.
I've been like, hello, leave me a voicemail. And I'm like, oh, call me, please. No, nothing.
That would be a great
Karma
time.
Karma
yeah.
Police.
That would be a great time to go to Karma Police by Radiohead. But we're not going to. Yeah,
yeah, but it's infuriating. But you know, I just
especially because I'm not entirely convinced all these places exist either, because I've got flyers through for things that I swear I've driven past where they're supposed to be and they're not there, yeah. And they're just there's so many different combinations of it's Pizza Hut and Pizza House and Pizza Shack and Pizza Shed and Pizza Box and the Pizza Cellar. And pizza face.
Sellers.
Pizza Sellers Pizza Cellar. Have you ever been? It's fantastic. It's absolutely incredible.
It's true, though, man. Like, I order from the same Chinese off Just Eat all the time, right? Every right. single time.
Do they know you by name now? By voice? Can they tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, God, of course you don't ring up, do you?
No, that's it. They just know me by the slip that gets spat out in their kitchen that says, oh, this guy again.
Yeah.
But...
What do you order?
Sweet and sour chicken,
right.
Every time.
Classic.
Oh, it's amazing. I don't think I should be eating something that glows in the dark, though.
No, but still, you can't help it.
Yeah, well, there you go. But it makes my toilet bowl look like a lava lamp, so I'm going to go with that.
My toilet bowl is a lava lamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said toilet boil, then.
My toilet boil is
my toilet boil's from Kyle Aston, near Sheffield. Sorry, go on.
But the scariest thing I've done recently was I ordered from that takeaway all the time, and then I accidentally drove past it in the daylight and seen it for the first time, witnessed it for the first time.
Is it like, just a man with a like a gas Bunsen burner in a pan?
Oh, it looks like something out of World War II. He's got a frying pan in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Like it's bad. The walls are the same colour.
I suppose that's the upside of ordering online is you just obviously if you went in to collect, you might think. Have you? You'd look on the wall for those grade one hygiene certificates, and you'd see there weren't any.
Oh, well, it's when you look at the pictures on the menu.
Or they'd be drawn in crayon.
And the pictures already look terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right, so the food is going to be a fifth of the goodness of this food.
And it says in the corner, property of Getty Images or something like that. And you're like, you've not cooked this. You've definitely not cooked this.
Hang on. This is a picture of a Big Mac.
Yeah. Burgers, we do burgers. Yeah, but they don't look like this. Well, no, certainly not.
I ordered a pizza. This is a burger, but it's a pizza. No, it's a burger.
Is it? Oh, we've used the wrong stock image. Terrible. This has really confused us. Oh, dear. So that's the usual order, isn't it?
Yeah. That's just what I do, man. I mean, I love takeaway food. It's the best, man.
It's really it's really helping you in life, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
you're getting married soon. Is that what's going to be on the...
Yeah, it's going to be our meal.
Yeah,
yeah, so
you can have like a Just Eat booth at the wedding that people can just order what they want to get from wherever, and then it just turns up at the wedding.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I'm going to give people a really big menu of food, and then only actually give them two different types of food.
Yeah,
just be like, oh, you want sweet and sour chicken? There you go. There's our sweet and sour chicken.
That's a burger.
This is a kebab. Oh, right. Did you want a chicken or doner kebab? Because they're the two options. Right.
That'd be it's a pretty good wedding right there, though.
Yeah,
chicken
yeah.
or doner kebab.
Yeah. But I don't like. Please don't get engaged. It's the worst. Honestly, it's terrible. It's just a piece of paper I've had to sign to get a dad to throw us a party. Like that's all it is. She got a £2,000 ring. I got a £2,000 loan. You know, like yeah, that's how I'm feeling about the entire situation. You know, breaking up is a hard conversation to have. So we've just got engaged.
I cannot wait for the wedding.
Yep. You can see me at the South Side at 9:30 in Edinburgh all through the month of August, 9:30 p.m.
Is that pretty much your theme then, just despair?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all about... the show's called... I forgot. It's called something about adults. What is it? It is
Supervised?
Unsupervised adults. Because we had me and Lulu Rubens, the act I'm doing the show with, who's also a very funny lady. We just haven't grown up yet. Like, we can't.
Like, are you getting married?
I got engaged thinking it would buy me time. It's the worst. Like, it's like, she's literally... Oh,
you think it'd be one of those things where, like, we'll get engaged and then we'll think about it in a few years?
Well, it's like, yeah, exactly. So I thought it would be like, oh, Dave, clean the house. Okay, so I clean the house. And that buys me 3 more weeks until I have to clean the house again. Now, let's get engaged. Okay, now let's write a wedding of all the friends we don't like.
Yeah.
Like, write a list of who's coming. And that's fun because, like, well, awkward conversation to have with you later, Ross. But, and
I thought I was the page boy. Can I be the page boy?
Yeah. No, that's me. I charge less and I'm far smaller and yeah. I look like an actual child.
It's because you are an actual child.
Yeah.
You anyway, if you want to, we should have a competition where we get you can win an
opportunity to marry me and my girlfriend.
Well, no. Well, yeah, or a spot at your wedding.
Oh, yeah, like an open spot.
Mm. Yeah, no, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's like a warm-up act.
There's potential progression.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Radio Yorkshire. If you want to go to Dave's wedding, tweet us at @radio_Yorkshire with exactly why you should be invited to Dave Rivers' wedding.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Before we go, we're joined by Dave Rivers in the studio. Hello, Dave Rivers.
Oh, hello.
And our friend, Baby John.
Hiya.
Baby John's in the studio. How are you doing, John?
I'm very well, thank you.
How have you been? It's been a while since we've heard you on the show.
Oh, it's been ages, hasn't it? Yeah, I've not been able to make it in. I've been stuck in the boot of your car. I was there for about 3 weeks trying to get you to get me out, but you didn't know.
We went to Whitby though, didn't we?
You went to Whitby. I stayed in the boot of your car in Whitby.
That's
and then
true.
You drove back to Leeds.
True.
You tried to appease me by giving me a stick of rock. I can't even eat it. Have you seen me after I've had that much sugar off a stick of rock?
You almost moved.
I almost moved, didn't I?
Deary me.
You git.
Well, I am... Wow, no one's called me a git in ages.
You git.
Fantastic.
It's a really aggressive side of Baby John we're seeing here.
I know. I think it's because we've left him till the end. He feels a bit left out.
Mm.
But the word git, that's a good one. I enjoyed that, John. Thanks very much. Anything else you've been up to?
I've not been sleeping very well. I've been trying to get some open eye.
Trying to get some open eye, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more a visual joke because you can't open your eyes, can you?
No, I can't. Oh, I don't know how radio works. I'm 6 months old.
And you can't see, anyway.
I can't see, can I?
I was reading about the world's first IVF baby. It's the anniversary of the world's first IVF baby the other day, John.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Is that not a birthday of the world's first IVF?
Yeah, yeah, the anniversary of her birth, yeah.
That's her birthday.
It's her birthday, yeah, I suppose that's it. That's what they call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's my anniversary. Oh, really? How long have you been married? No, of my birth.
I'll never get there. I've been 6 months for the past 9 months.
You have?
I'd like to get to my first birthday and be the world's first PVC baby, but I'm never going to get there, am I?
You're not, John.
6 months, forever shall I be.
Are you doing anything for Yorkshire Sport Day?
I'm going to be the ball boy.
You're going to be the ball boy?
The ball,
anything?
All of them. They've all got balls, haven't they, sports?
All the sports, yeah.
Most of them. What sports don't have balls?
Darts.
Frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
Frisbee. Ultimate frisbee.
Yeah.
You could be the frisbee.
I'd be a frisbee, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a rugby ball.
I'd be a good jockey, wouldn't I?
Oh, top.
You'd be a great jockey.
Yeah. As long as I could stay on.
Yeah, that's true. We'll just staple you on.
It'll just staple me. I know that'll hurt, won't it? Or can you staple my waistcoat down to the...
I'll do that, yeah.
Down to the saddle.
I'll do that, yeah.
Do you have nerve endings?
Do I have nerve endings? That's a very personal question.
Tickle him and find out.
I don't know. Keep asking me. You might get on him in a minute.
Baby John in the studio. Thanks for coming in, John.
Bye.
It's the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. That's about it from us. Yorkshire Sport Day coming up. Thank you to Liam Cook for joining us. Thank you to Dave Rivers for coming in.
Hey, you're welcome.
And just remind us of your Edinburgh show.
Yeah, so I'm at the Southsider. It's unsupervised adults at 9:30 every evening in Edinburgh throughout the month of August.
So if you go up there... Go and see Dave Rivers.
I'll be going to see it. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, cool. Thanks very much.
That's all right. It's been lovely having Liam Cook here and David. That's what I'm going to call you.
That's fine. I like it. Oh, dear. Stick with us here on Radio Yorkshire. Yorkshire Sport Day coming up. Ross and Josh will be back next week. I say that like Ross and Josh will be back next week. Like it's not us. Ha ha ha. Imposters have done this entire show.